Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking episode number 16. Today, I talk with Tiffany Knight, the community and space manager at WorkBar in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I met Tiffany at the Global Coworking Conference Unconference, otherwise known as JUICY, in Berkeley this past May, and thought she'd be the perfect person to share her experience in the role of community manager. If you're starting a coworking space, the community manager role might hold some mystery for you because it's a pretty unique role. But as Tiffany and I discuss, no community manager generally means no community. There is some debate in the industry about whether the word manager is really a good fit for this role. You don't really manage a community as much as you nurture it, fertilize it, and help it to grow. Tiffany shares some great insights into the role and what to consider when hiring a community manager. Enjoy our conversation. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining me today. I know you always have a crazy day. The life of a community manager is nonstop, so I appreciate you hiding out and taking time to have a conversation today. How are things in Boston?
Things in Boston are great. Thanks for having me, Jamie. It's great to chat with you. It's a hot, sunny day today, and it is a quiet day because it's Friday. And you'll see a lot of people in the space take off Fridays, which is kind of nice. We can catch up on things.
I know. I think the feeling of like, where is everyone, sort of never goes away, even when you expect it. But then you're like, okay, now I can, get things done. I can do some things in the space and
exactly
catch up on stuff. Yes, I think summer Fridays are a challenge for everyone. Mm-hmm. Everybody's always trying to figure out, like, how do you get people in on Friday? I don't think you can. I think you just go with it. Chicago's the same way. It's like baseball games, lakefront. Not that everybody's, like, totally taking the day off, but maybe if they can, they're saving time for some of those things.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Tiffany, you are the community and space manager of WorkBar. How long have you been at WorkBar?
I've been here just over a year, and it's been really exciting, lots of fun. I know you know Bill from WorkBar, and you're pretty familiar with our space. It's a very exciting space. We do a lot of focused member events and really focus on member engagement, so it's pretty vibrant here.
So you tell us a little bit about your background. How did you fall into being a community manager, which is like really, it's sort of an interesting role because it's so new. I mean, I know like social media companies will kind of talk about a community manager role, which is a little bit different because you're managing like virtual relationships, but the sort of physical community manager is like a totally new thing. So yeah, tell us about your background and how you dropped into this role.
Sure. So my background is actually in photography. I ran my own business for over 10 years and I still do that on the side, and I do a lot of photography for WorkBar, which is great. It's a great place to have that opportunity. I ended up going back to school for marketing, and I started looking at, you know, where would I want to work? What kind of ties in with my background? It's a little unique, and I'm a people person. So I really kind of dug into the startup scene thinking, you know, what's out there? And then I found out about co-working, and I kind of fell in love with the concept, and I looked at WorkBar, I talked to WorkBar, and I was like, I want to work here. This is where I can see myself really fitting in and growing. And yeah, I started here, and it's been really fantastic. In terms of like what you're asking about the role as a community manager, it does differ from the online kind of space, because here you're in person, it's a very personalized experience. You know everybody's name, you're kind of on all the time, and you're the face of the space, so you really have to kind of be there and give your A game all the time.
Totally. So tell, what does a sample day in the life look like for you?
Well, as you probably know, it's pretty chaotic. It's multitasking is one of my highest skills. But you're essentially, you know, keeping people caffeinated, connected. Can be anything from like troubleshooting IT to AV setup in conference rooms, connecting people, chatting, just hearing about people's projects they're working on and helping them connect with other people. And I'd say that's one of my favorite things to do here. And it's really just kind of knowing what people's hobbies are, what their, you know, what their kids' names are and what they're working on in the space. And so then I can use that to connect them with other people.
Yeah, do you, so it's funny because I remember when I was running the space when I first opened in Chicago, I think of myself as being a relative extrovert, but I was exhausted every day from being, yes, so engaged and so on every day. What do you, is this like an extrovert role, do you think, or how would you kind of describe that?
Yes, it's definitely a role for an extrovert. I thought I was also like the biggest extrovert I've ever met. I am, but there's, you know, there's always, when you leave the job at the end of the day, there's often events. We have so many events in the space, and there's events in the community, and they're all really exciting. And I personally really enjoy being involved with those events and kind of representing WorkArt at different events or meeting people in the startup community. And but by the end of the day, I just don't have the energy to network anymore. Or, you know, it's kind of, sometimes it's okay because it's the change of pace and it's a different conversation, but it can be exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say your biggest challenges are as a community manager?
That's a good question. I'd say, I mean, there's a lot of technical challenges, which I'm sure every space kind of encounters, and those are pretty easy to fix. Yeah. But I'd say that navigating all the different needs of the individual members, it can be really tricky. You know, you want to keep everyone happy, but sometimes you have to make that executive call and it might not, you know, resonate with everyone, or some people respond in a way that you would never guess. And that can be really challenging because, you know, you want to keep everybody happy, but then there is that kind of side where you need to, I don't know, be the bad guy, for lack of a better term.
What would you, so sometimes we hear about real estate folks who want to open spaces, and I think sometimes they think, oh, they'll, you know, either maybe they wouldn't have a community manager or just kind of like an office manager, maybe somebody that already works for them that could keep an eye on the space. What would your sort of response be to somebody who wanted to approach it that way?
I would say, I mean, coming from a space from, like WorkBar, it would be really difficult to see something like that working out, because having a community manager here, it's, we're in touch with everything that's going on in the space, and people really rely on us for a lot of information, and they really enjoy this personalized experience that we create for them. And it's, you know, I don't stop all day, so I can't imagine what it would be like to have a space that just didn't have a community manager or just had an office manager. I think that it would be offering, you know, just a space and not really an experience. So I still don't know how that space would run. Yeah. But yeah, I think that coming from a place like WorkBar, it's just, it couldn't happen.
Yeah, and I think most co-working spaces today still are probably more in the spirit of a WorkBar, where they're in the business because that's the experience they want to create. And I think, you know, that's from an outsider's perspective may think, oh, everybody just kind of shares space and gets along and it just sort of happens. But it's really curated and facilitated. It's a lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
it really is. And people love that. They love the added value to membership that we create through these engagement events. And even like something as simple as like the dishwasher and the coffee, you know, who's going to make those, who's going to make the coffee or empty the dishes? Like, we have a whole team here that just kind of takes care of that stuff.
I know I interviewed for, I don't know if it'll air before or after you, but someone who just opened a shared commercial kitchen space. And he was like, you wouldn't believe this. He's like, the most amazing thing is that they're all trained to be like hyper clean. He's like, so they do all their dishes. They, you know, it's, the place is immaculate. I was like, That's like a co-working space owner and community manager's dream is people yes. like do their own dishes. It's like one of the biggest challenges. It's like the two biggest challenges are like printers and dishes in co-working
exactly.
spaces. Yeah.
Yeah. but
saying that, we sort of joke and say that, but it's, you know, it's really, there are so many things that go into creating that experience, and the community manager is really at the heart of that.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also, we get to be part of the community too. It's yeah. really nice because there's so many startups working in the space, and they want like a point of contact that they can connect with and find out, is there anybody else working in the space that's working on similar projects, or how can we connect with more people in this area? And that's really something that I love to do. And sometimes I even get offered, like asked to do user experience tests on websites and apps. And last week I did a voiceover on an app for one of our members, but it ended up taking too long. So
you're like, I have to go back to work now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I don't know. But it's pretty fun. But like that's kind of like this experience that I think adds a lot of value to the space. And it's not just a space where you come to work. It's really like this community, and there's a lot of opportunity for companies and individuals to collaborate, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I love that. And for the right person, it's like such a fulfilling role.
Exhausting,
exactly. But fulfilling. Yeah.
It is. It's really fulfilling. I have to say, like, sometimes I'm out for, you know, if I'm on vacation or something, I come back. I really miss the members. I miss the stories. When I come back, they really miss me, and it's so rewarding. It feels, you know, it feels very... like a family.
I know, I was going to say it sounds so cheesy, but that was the exact word I was thinking too. But I mean, that takes a lot of work to create that. That doesn't just happen. So kudos to you, because that's a process and a journey. So it's awesome that you're there.
Thank you.
So if you were to advise a new co-working space owner on how to hire someone like you who could create that amazing community, what would you advise them? Like, what are the most important qualities in a community manager? Your background is one background. Are there any types of backgrounds that you would tell someone to kind of look for? What would you give them as suggestions?
Well, I would say that the first thing I would look for is someone with, you know, a good attitude, like a really kind of, if you're going to be the face of a space, you really need to kind of have a genuine smile and a welcoming personality. That's something that I think it's really hard to find that just in a genuine sense. That's something that's very important, because it's the first thing people see every day when they come in. The ability to multitask and get back to it. So someone that can take on a project and exercise priority skills, but then be interrupted constantly to do other things and then be able to come back.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, somebody in hospitality, customer service, marketing or sales, because you have to know how to represent the brand and sell the space naturally. We do a lot of tours here, and, you know, one thing we really love to talk about is our community and the different values of membership, but in a way that it's very natural. It's not forced or anything.
Yeah.
And
scripted.
Yeah.
So you do tours as well.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, you are a jack of all trades.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. That's one of my favorite parts of the day, because I can get out of this, you know, away from my desk, take a walk around, show people the space. People are usually very excited to see the space, and it's nice.
So do you exercise some of your marketing skills in that role? Do you have time for that?
Yeah, I mean, in the sense that I really love to like point out, like I find out what kind of industry they're in, and then I'll point out the different kinds of events that we have that are similar to their industry. And then in a follow-up email, I love to say like, hey, we have this event coming up. If you want to check it out, I think you'd probably love it. And then it will give you a better idea what our community is like. And that kind of like, that's a good sales/marketing strategy that I found really helpful.
Yeah, you're kind of a little bit of a dream package for a community space, because you have a marketing background, which doesn't usually come naturally into a co-working space, and then a photography background. If you check out the WorkBar website, and we'll include links in the show notes on the everythingcoworking.com site, but
Tiffany did the photography and the Work Bar website, and it's beautiful. And she does some of the Facebook posts. We were talking in our little pre-show chat. They did a potluck last week, and I said, you know, I thought I saw a picture on Facebook that looked pretty darned amazing for a potluck photo. Which I might have arranged that. It's funny, member events are so hard to get photos of because, yeah, there's usually food involved, and it's in a kitchen, which will look messy, and maybe the lighting's not great. So we're always struggling with making those look good as they are in real life.
Yeah, it's funny. There's a lot of people, like, also with spaces, they're like, oh, we'll do our own photography or whatever, but there's so much that goes into it. When we photographed Work Bar, we just redid the site a few months ago, and it took like a good week or so to get all the spaces completely ready and tip-top shape for pictures.
Yeah, if you're doing it right, it's amazing how that takes. I'm always surprised by that process. So you, in terms of structure in the space, so you have two Work Bar locations. Are there two of you on staff at each, at any given time?
So our location here is the largest location. We have about 13,000 square feet, and myself and Anne run the space. So Anne is generally in the cafe, and she also does a lot of our social media stuff. She's really great, and we work together on kind of coming up with community engagement events. And then our counterpart in Boston is Cheryl, and she runs the Boston space. It's a little bit smaller. I believe it's maybe 4,000 square feet, so it's about a third of the size. So Cheryl kind of holds down the hatch over there, and then Emily, who is our operations manager, kind of floats around, and she kind of does the behind the scenes work, you know, business challenges and stuff, and then we communicate our challenges with her.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I think it's helpful for folks to understand what structures can look like. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you would share about your role for someone kind of new to what community managers do?
That's a good question. I would say, can we have a pause? I need to think.
What are a couple of your most successful member events that you like to do?
All right. Well, I would say this new series that we have, the Show and Tell. People really love to come and show their travel pictures. We have a different theme each time, so they want to see people's travel pictures or hear about what countries they're from and different stories and their background. And the next theme we have coming up is Hidden Talents. So this came about because one of the members made me this really cute balloon animal out of one balloon. It was this tiny red poodle, and it was so adorable. I could send you a picture if you want it for the blog.
That would be fun, yes.
But it was so cute. And so I thought, oh, well, this is great. I mean, everybody has talents that we don't know about. So why don't we just do a series on hidden talents? So that kind of spurred that. And that's going to be happening in a couple of weeks. But generally, I find that people really love to like come together over cooking. We've had chili cook-offs, and those have been pretty successful. And you see a lot of different members participating. So that's always great.
What is the mix between sort of social activities and get to know each other activities and like activities that are more focused around helping people grow their business?
Well, we do a lot of lunch and learns, and it's actually kind of challenging to get people together during the day.
Yeah.
A lot of people are really busy, but we found that there's a lot of people that do attend the Lunch and Learns, and sometimes it's a great way to get people from the outside community into the space, but those are generally based around more like growing your business and different applications you can use for your business and software, and it's a great way for people to kind of learn new strategies and business-related things. And so that's generally during the day, but it can be challenging to get people to come out to those. So I'd say but then at night we have a lot of things like the Startup Stir and Mass Innovation Nights, and those are geared more towards business as well. So it really varies each month, but I would say it's about 50-50. Okay. There's a lot of fun, you know, casual networking and happy hours, and then there's some more focused events for business and growth.
Got it. Yeah. That makes sense. And it's always good to hear that other spaces kind of struggle a little bit with the daytime. I know we're always like, trying to engage people in events, but people are trying to get their stuff done. So they can't always take a break in the middle of the day to do something. So end of day tends to work better.
Exactly. And I have a question. Do you actually do yoga in your space? I was wondering about that.
We do. And we do that either before or after hours. The one sort of health-related event that we had great success with doing during the day was a meditation break, but it was, I think it was like 20 minutes. So it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and our meditation person is out right now, so we're not running it currently, which is, I can't remember the exact details, but it was really popular. But I think people were willing to take that sort of short break that they sort of thought as an investment into getting more work done for the afternoon. So you know, they won't take an hour to, you know, go to a session, but take that like 20 minute break and do the meditation. So that worked really well.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Good. So, well, thank you so much for sharing all of your insights. I think this is really helpful for anybody thinking about hiring a community manager, or just wanting to sort of compare, you know, what are other spaces doing versus what their approaches are in their own space. So thank you for sharing your time with us today. And and I know you're going on a camping trip this weekend, so have an awesome time with that. You'll have to let us know how your gourmet foodie camping and hiking goes.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Tiffany. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me, Jamie. Take care.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.